There's been more violence in Kenya. Kenyans have hoped this week would bring an end to the clashes that erupted after last month's disputed election. The incumbent president, who has begun a second term in office despite dubious poll results, was supposed to meet his challenger later this week to talk about power sharing, but that meeting has been canceled. For the latest, we turn to NPR's Gwendolyn Tompkins in Nairobi. Welcome, Gwen.
Thank you, Renee.
So what happened to make it that President Mwai Kibaki will not be meeting with his challenger, Raila Odinga?
Well, the challenger, Raila Odinga, rejected the invitation. This was around the same time that President Mwai Kibaki went on national television yesterday and named a vice president and about 17 members of his cabinet. He named some of the most important cabinet positions for Secretary of Defense, the Minister for Finance, the Minister for Internal Security. These are the choice positions in a cabinet. And the challenger, Raila Odinga, had expected that his meeting with the president on Friday would begin negotiations toward a power-sharing agreement between Mr. Kibaki and the opposition. So Mr. Odinga, the challenger, is now saying that his meeting with the president on Friday is off because he felt that it would just be gimmickry.
So why did then Kibaki name his cabinet so fast?
You know, President Kibaki has moved very quickly throughout this entire process to claim and now consolidate power. So within an hour of the announcement of the dubious election results, he took the oath of office. And now, in advance of this meeting with Odinga, the challenger, he's creating his own government. So Mr. Kibaki has never really shown much interest in international mediation or in deal making, and he appears to be showing no quarter to Mr. Odinga and the opposition. But Mr. Kibaki, in making these decisions to claim and consolidate power quickly, is also pushing the country, which had calmed down a bit, back toward the bitterness and violence we've seen over these past several days. And it also endangers his own tribe, the Kikuyu, who have been among those who have been most heavily targeted in the violence.
Well, then, ultimately, does this mean power sharing is off? If these talks are off?
Well, not necessarily, Renee. I mean, you know, both of these politicians, President Kibaki and Raila Odinga, they've been in the business a long time, and they have each survived and lived to fight another day, so to speak. So the Odinga camp has said that it has not closed the door yet on international mediation. You know, John Kufuor, the president of Ghana and the chairman of the African Union, is here, and he's here prepared to help mediate talks. Also, Assistant Secretary of State Jendai Fraser is expected to return to Kenya to continue the process of getting these men to the bargaining table. So it's too early yet to give up completely on a negotiated settlement. But at this point, many Kenyans have lost the optimism that they had at the beginning of the week.
You know, on Monday, presidential candidate Senator Barack Obama took a break from campaigning to appeal to opposition leaders there in Kenya by telephone. His father, of course, was Kenyan. What has been the response there to his call?
You know, there hasn't really been much of a response to his call at this point. I mean, people in Kenya are keeping an eye on the presidential race in the United States. Irrespective of ethnic group, they do seem to support Mr. Obama's presidential bid. But at this point, people here are more interested in the players who are here.
Gwen, thanks.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Gwendolyn Tompkins speaking from Nairobi.